I had a couple of more questions I wanted answers to, but about that time, Jimmy Joe Dogcatcher got into the pickup and hauled me off to the city dog pound. It was out on the south edge of town, on a lonely, wind-blown hill. As we approached the place, I could hear the wind moaning through the chain-link fences. Jimmy Joe backed up to a pen with a high fence around it and opened the gates so I could go into the pen. He started poking me again with a stick. "Go on, you crazy devil! Get out of there! This is the end of the road. No more biting innocent children for you, pal." I don't know where he came up with that business about biting innocent children. I never bit an innocent child in my life. Never even bit one who wasn't innocent. When you're head of ranch security, you don't go around biting kids. Monsters? Yes. Coyotes and coons and criminal dogs? Yes. But kids? No. Seemed to me the dog catcher needed to have his head sent to the state lab. But nobody was interested in my opinion. I went into the cell and laid down in a back corner. The dog catcher slammed the door and stood there for a minute. "No collar, no dog tags, no name, no identification. We won't have to feed you long, old pup. You better have a good time tonight, because tomorrow..." He flashed a big grin, got into his pickup, and drove away. There was something about that dog catcher I didn't like. Well, I lay there for a long time, listening to the wind and thinking about my situation. All at once, I got the feeling that I was being watched. I raised my head, cut my eyes to both sides, perked my ears, and tested the wind. Then I saw him, a basset hound in the cell next to mine. He had a long body, short stubby legs, long drooping ears, and the saddest, most mournful face you could imagine.
"Howdy, my name's Ralph."
"I'm Hank the Cow Dog, head of ranch security."
"Welcome to Death Row."
"Thanks. It's a real pleasure to be here."
"You really mean that?"
"What do you think?" He sniffed his nose.
"I expect not. You scared?"
"Maybe."
"I'd be scared if I was you. You really got hydrophobia, like they said?"
"I don't know. Everybody thinks I do. Maybe I do." I told him the whole story, starting with the ivory dog bar I ate at Maggie's place. Ralph didn't strike me as being real bright, but I didn't have anything better to do than make conversation with him. It took my mind off my troubles.